A very good morning once again. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. We'd love to hear from you on SMS line 34519, or you can telegram us on 061-895-1019. Joining us in the studio this morning, a very, very special guest, Simcha Leiner. A very, very good morning to you. Welcome to Chai FM. Welcome to South Africa.
Thank you. It's so beautiful here.
Is this your first trip to South Africa?
It is the first time we finally got ourselves across the pond and down south.
Right. But you're here for a very short period, aren't you?
Yeah, I actually made the calculation that I think I'll be on the plane longer combined than the amount of time I'm spending here. But, you know, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality.
Yeah. All right, fine. But it's exhausting, that.
Absolutely.
it really is. It's but it's wonderful that you're in the country, even if it is for a short period. I hope you get to see something of South Africa, not obviously not just not all work. Tell us a little bit for any of our listeners who don't know your music. In fact, we do play your music fairly frequently. I don't think we yet have played your new album.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's on our system yet, but we will certainly we're certainly going to be doing that, and I'm going to play some of that this morning. But give us a bit of your background.
Sure. I grew up in Muncie, New York, which is a beautiful mountainous area about an hour away from New York City. And I grew up in a family that was completely surrounded by music. Music was a very big part of our life. Although I grew up with music in the home, I never really pursued anything as a child, professionally or academically. Through my younger years, about 10, 11 years old, I was introduced to a great Chazan Sherwood Goffin, who was the recently passed, but he was the Chazan in Lincoln Square Synagogue in New York City for 50 years.
Wow.
And he became my mentor, my guiding light, my Rebbe, and just a bond was formed, you know, 20-something years ago that until the day he passed, we were extremely close. So at about 11 years old, my mother would drive me a couple nights a week to Yeshiva University in the city, where Chazan Goffin and other professors would teach classes in music and Nusach. Nusach HaTfilah, you know, liturgy and how to properly be a cantor or a chazan. And I became, at 12 and a half, the youngest graduate in Yeshiva University's history.
Were they not worried about that age, that vulnerable age in terms of voice training and then not knowing where that would go?
Yeah, absolutely. It was something that we focused on heavily. Voice training was a part of the regiment.
Right.
And this ultimately was not necessarily to, you know, give me a performance background or a career path, but it was rather to keep me motivated in school. I was a kid that just couldn't sit still. I was doing very well, thank God, academically, but I just needed something else to keep me, you know, focused extracurricular wise. Right. And that was the motivation behind this. Little did my parents know that this would become my life.
Was that a problem? I know that, many parents, within, across communities, doesn't need to necessarily be within the Jewish community, are generally concerned when one of their children want to follow music or, you know, this type of lifestyle because, it's not guaranteed. And you are a tremendous success today, but it didn't mean that that's the way that it was going to go.
Right, absolutely. So fast forward, you know, 10, 12 years, this was not a career path that I chose.
Right.
After high school, I went to, you know, the regular university route. I developed a master's in finance.
Right.
Music was not something that I anticipated being my career. When I had gotten married, about 10 years ago, I turned to my wife and I said, you know what, let's give this a year. I'm going to pursue a career in finance. At the same time, you know, moonlighting, as they say, in the music scene. And whichever career path hits a certain milestone that we, a benchmark that we set.
That's a great way of doing it.
That is something that, you know, people ask me today all the time. You know, I'm looking to get into the music business. What do you recommend?
Right.
I say probably a degree in medicine. You know, it's not a career path. It's not something to choose. If it chooses you, kalakavod,
right.
It's something.
Right. And I would imagine with all the travel, it doesn't make life easier.
Right. Travel is definitely probably from the biggest stresses, especially now. You know, you guys just got back from holiday. when I left New York, there was snow falling.
Right.
That is actually the biggest, form of stress in my life is travel in the wintertime.
Right.
I personally love to travel.
Right.
So I consider traveling a treat. It's a little bit of a break from everyday life. It's a little bit of a refuge. You know, you're especially South African Airlines, doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Right.
So
you
it was
really,
a blissful 14
really
and a half hours.
You have a break. Absolutely. Yeah, so. Absolutely. And in fact, you currently are touring 22 cities.
Right. So, last night in Johannesburg was, city number 11.
Mm-hmm.
So we're halfway through the tour. It's been a real rush. It's been a pleasure. There hasn't ever been a mainstream Haredi, Jewish music tour. You know, very oftentimes you'll hear the concept of a tour. It's more like someone that has three or four concerts in a calendar year. Hey, we'll call it a tour. That by no means is considered a tour. This is a proper scripted show, rehearsed show.
Oh, I see. So it really follows.
It's the same content every single night.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. I am chatting in studio to Simcha Lerner, and we'd love to hear from you. 34519 or 061-895-1019. We'll be back straight after this.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Once again, I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Chatting in studio to Simcha Lerner, and we're talking about his career path. He is an incredibly successful singer, somebody who is very, very well known within the Jewish music arena. There's you mentioned one of your inspirations. Who else inspired you? Who inspires you today with your music?
Sure. So I think when you do something as a career and you do something as a form of employment,
mm-hmm.
you sort of lose that touch, that chush, as they say, that desire, that passion. Especially you can go night after night, and in the Jewish music realm, you could potentially work every single night of the week.
Mm.
A Jewish wedding or concert could be on a Tuesday night. It could be on a Wednesday night. As opposed to the secular market, it's usually strictly weekends or something like that. So you do tend to lose a little bit of that motivation, that drive. But in my life, my kids are the ultimate, source of energy and passion, and every night they have a dance off before they go to sleep. I'm assuming it's my wife's way of, expending all the last bit of energy that they have in them.
It's a good idea.
But ultimately, it's like, if you see that much, joy and passion for music, how could I not be the source of that?
Mm.
And being on stage, you have the opportunity to have a magnetic, personality, just a magnetic field of energy that you can connect with an audience. And that's really what gives me, the day-to-day inspiration.
Mm,
From a larger standpoint, a career, perspective, I've probably learned most from Avram Fried.
Mm.
And I still do. We did a show together. It was Avram Fried, myself, and Yisha Rebo Sunday night, just this past a couple nights ago in New York City.
Right.
And just to see a man.
You're the only one of those three that hadn't been to South Africa.
Look at that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was what it was all meant
to
be for.
Right.
Just watching someone at his, stature and his, I'm not going to say age, because age is just a number, but at his longevity, let's put it that way, to have such a chen, such a charisma, such a stage presence was so inspiring. And it's always been, I looked up to him since. He hates when I say it, but I told him that he was probably the first person I ever heard singing, as a 30-something years ago.
How do you think what we've noticed, certainly from watching it from afar, is that the Israeli market has, there's almost this crossover where you're starting to see a bit of a blend between traditional, more religious music, but much more, maybe secular Israeli music. We're starting to see some interesting intersection points. What's your thoughts on that and ever entering into that type of a market?
Sure. in Israel, the education system teaches something that I am so envious of and something that I wish I learned as a child, mm-hmm. and that's Tanakh. You know, in America, I can't speak for the South African education, but in America, Tanakh is almost an afterthought. Mm-hmm. We learn Chumash, you know, we learn Torah,
right.
the five books of Moses, and then that's about it.
Right.
You know, and at this age in my life, you know, I'm starting to be exposed to more and more of the depths of Nach, of, you know, the prophets, and, mm-hmm. and it's a treasure trove. And being that these, you know, children in Israel are taught and they study in depth, they develop a poetic side to them that is
right.
so beautiful, and it's so deep.
Even secular, non-observant Israelis.
Absolutely. They'll be using, you know, verses from Nach in their songs, and ultimately that's going to pull people in. So when you take someone like, you know, Hanan Ben Ari, or Yishai Ribo, or even more of the secular artists such as, you know, Omar Adam and Rami Klein, these guys are... There's almost something spiritual about their songs.
I was going to say, it's got a spirituality that is magnificent.
Whether or not they're Shomer Shabbat, it doesn't make a difference. It's music that are pulling people closer to God. It's bringing godliness into people's lives. How could it not be successful, you know? Mm. And that's really becoming a pressure for us, you know?
I would imagine.
We got to step up our lyrics games.
Right.
We got to step up our content game. We have to step up overall, you know, what we're doing. Mm. And I love that kind of pressure.
Yeah. How important is social media marketing for you?
I think it's fair to say that I was probably the first Jewish artist that launched their career on social media.
Oh, okay.
My first song, you know, took me from obscurity to the main stage.
Mm.
Kol Barama, in a very, very short period of time. At the same time, I was using Instagram and Facebook heavily, and today Instagram is a daily part of my life, whether I like it or not. You know, it's
how do people follow you?
So either Instagram.com/SimchaLiner or Facebook.com/SimchaLinerOfficial. But Instagram is everything today. Facebook has become sort of an afterthought. We're connecting with people. This entire tour was promoted on social media. There were maybe one or two print ads in the entire thing,
incredible.
Which is just unbelievable. There's real-time content. We were live-streaming the rehearsal this morning in South Africa, which was 4 a.m. in New York time. Yesterday's rehearsal. My internal clock is beyond gone.
Don't worry about that. Look, mine is two, and I live here. So you don't need to worry about
that. We had 300 people watching at 4 in the morning from New York, you know, which... only goes to show, which had we streamed it at 6 o'clock in the evening, there would be thousands.
Amazing.
You know,
it's absolutely amazing. And it, of course, has made the world a much smaller place. It's made your music accessible to people everywhere.
At the same time, it waters down the concept of like exclusivity.
Yes, it does.
There is this, you know, when you release an album today, there's 35 people that release singles in the same week from their basement. Mm. You know, we poured $100,000 into an album, and you have the potential of it getting completely lost in the crowd.
Incredible.
So you have this, you know, every benefit has its shortfalls, and every shortfall has its potential. So.
Unfortunately, that's where we do have to leave it, Simcha Liner. Thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely.
In what is a whirlwind trip to South Africa, taking the time to come and chat to us in studio, greatly appreciated. And certainly by the music we're playing this morning, there will be a lot more fans and a lot more followers of your music.
One can only hope.
For the next 11 cities.
Thank you.
And we'll certainly keep an eye on how that goes.
Thank you. I'd love to hopefully be back for a proper another stop, you know.
Absolutely. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM.